So you're talking about violence, demonstrations, getting out, protesting, vigiling against the war, all that kind of thing. Are these activities that appealed to you, that you participated in? Was your son, who you said he was at a Quaker school, is this something that he's drawn towards, your husband?
I'm actually, I hate to admit it, but a chicken. I am very introverted, and so to go out and do something like a demonstration is that's another step I haven't taken yet. I mean, I've gone to like a big demonstration, but where I'm one of many, many people, but to go to some place and be one of a dozen or something would be a stretch for me because that really is putting myself out there. I've never been an onstage person or a spotlight person. I guess the way I usually get my point across is in my writing. I don't feel that comfortable in my speaking, but in writing, you can keep going back over your words over and over and over until you get it right. So, but I admire people who do that. I have a scene in Quaking where she's noticing the bumper sticker having to do with peace on his car has been rammed, and his bumper has been hit there, and she's wondering if it's, the person that was making a statement who rammed into him.
So, in essence, I think you're following in Matt's footsteps because she comes to some real acts of bravery in the book. And she does it out of love, which is a big, it's one thing to protest war out of disagreement with policies or dislike of figureheads politically or whatever, but it's another thing to do it because of love. And so maybe you're still just trying to find the right love connection to lead you out to be part of a vigil, demonstration, whatever it is. What were you raised politically, or where were you raised? What set the background tone for your life?
Well, I grew up in the Foreign Service, so we moved around a lot, and I really enjoyed that. I liked seeing different cultures, living in different cultures. My mom always wanted us to go to the local school, not go to the American base, or, and actually, most countries we were in were English speaking. We
So what countries are
didn't.
we talking about?
See, I was born in Holland, and then we moved to Israel and South Africa and Canada and Scotland twice. Alabama for a year. That was sort of different for us. You'd be
That's a
very
foreign country for you,
different.
yeah. Okay.
So I loved that. We were brought up, of course, to be demure diplomats' daughters. And so I
Don't call
think,
attention to yourself.
right, definitely. I think Matt is my inner 14-year-old finally being able to get out and say the things that I wanted to back then, but I wasn't allowed. So, and as I get older now, it's a lot easier to just say whatever I want. But it took me a while to get to that point, not wanting to offend anyone, not want to ruffle any feathers or so.